821 on Maryland's Morning News. Good Monday morning to you. I'm Brian Eamon, and the former governor of Maryland, Bob Ehrlich, joins me now. He's got a new book out called America, Hope for Change, available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Good morning, Governor. Good to have you on the show.
Brian, how are you? Actually, it's out tomorrow, but how are you?
I'm doing very well. All right, so it's out tomorrow. I can't help but notice that Hope for Change is a play on President Obama's campaign slogan, Hope and Change, right?
You got that one,
yeah.
Did you?
Yeah. It's not easy to get things past me, you know, Governor.
Well, actually, it's interesting because something I learned with my first book a year and a half ago is that once you sign the contract with the publisher, they really decide on artwork, on book cover, on cover quotes, and title. Now, they'll collaborate with you, and they came up with the idea of Hope for Change, which I like.
All right. So is it more of a book about what's wrong with the country right now, or which way you would like for it to go, where Republicans see it going? You know, give me a little synopsis of what it's about.
Well, there's a lot of analysis these days about the Tea Party and Republicans and internal conflict and tactical differences within the GOP. Plenty of analysis there, but in my view, not enough with regard to the people actually in charge of the country, the sort of modern progressive movement, and their underlying values. So the president has been very clear about he wants to be to transform the country,
right.
And he's actually used that term. And this is not, the book makes the point, this is not your father's liberalism, it's not your father's labor movement, it's not your father's Democratic Party. These are very serious progressives. They're of a more European social democrat model, and they're out to truly change our cultural and our economic values. And they're doing it, unfortunately, in my view, but they're doing it.
They're doing it, and they're also winning elections. I'm curious to get
They're winning big time.
Yeah. What impact do you think the horrendous story, I think it's the only way you can describe it, of the Affordable Care Act could have on the midterm elections?
Well, I hope a positive in the sense that these folks passed a 2,300-page bill, 22 11,000 pages of regulation, 22 new taxes, without really appreciating what they were doing, impacting 70% of the American economy. And there's a major fact, the largest chapter in the book is about Obamacare and how it's sort of the model for modern progressivism, anti-freedom, anti-market, the whole purpose of this bill is to defeat the private health care market. They've been very clear in that regard. They couldn't get single payer, even through a Democratic Congress. So this was the fallback position. And a lot of people in the individual market, obviously more than 5 million people, have been impacted negatively. But my view, it's really interesting because obviously I finished the book months ago, but the predictions in the book are pretty easy to make, and they're all coming true because I think this is the high watermark. You can fix a website. You can't fix the underlying numbers that don't work.
Mm.
You can't fix the underlying negative impact, forget the individual market, or on the employer market, on employer health insurance,
right,
which has obviously been the basis of health insurance in our country for many decades.
Hey, let me ask you on state politics, because you ran against Martin O'Malley 3 times. Do you think the governor and or the lieutenant governor, their allies, had a role in the several different stories that have come out about Doug Gansler?
I don't know, and I have no idea. I wouldn't even offer an opinion.
Really? You don't want to go down that way. You're done.
We retired from Maryland politics, and this book is about national politics, and I have no idea, literally, because that's obviously internal workings within the Democratic Party.
All right. Let me ask you this on the national front, then. The Republican Party, we mentioned that, you know, they're not winning national elections right now. Who is the leader of the Republican Party right now?
And I'm not being flip here. It's the next presidential nominee, and we do not know who that is. I'm leaving tomorrow for the Republican Governors Association meeting in Arizona, where you're going to have some really successful Republican governors who have led states in a very efficient way, very popular, reelected governors, who many of whom are going to run for president. They're all friends of mine. They're all sort of my generation in Congress. And we're going to have a fun time out there because, in my view, our nominee will emerge from this group.
From the governor's group. Chris Christie,
yeah,
is one of those guys out there.
Chris is hot.
Do you think
Chris is hot right now? I saw him over the weekend. I saw him in Princeton over the weekend. Yes, at a football game.
Why do you think conservatives, Tea Party people, don't like Christie so much?
Well, the point I make in the book a little bit, I've been making sort of around the country and giving talks, is, and the party has to overcome this. It's just factually, it's a tactical divide in our party. If it was substantive, I'd be more concerned about it. But for instance, the whole Ted Cruz incident in Congress and tearing the government down, that wasn't about substance. Every Republican in Congress voted against Obamacare. We know it's lousy policy. We knew it then, and unfortunately, our predictions are coming true.
All right, Governor.
In the Republican Party, it's tactical, and that's a problem.
I ran you right into the block. I'm sorry. It's good to have you on. The book is called America, Hope for Change, Bob Ehrlich's new book.